Okay, we got this great email from Kale. And he writes, "Hey guys, longtime fan. Just want to say thank you for the awesome podcast. I always look forward to every show. It helps me with the terrible wait between Disney trips. I was just going to make a suggestion for a show. I'm a single dad, just like Shaft, and started taking my son to Disney last year by myself, which you know can be a task even when you have help. That is true. He will be 5 this year and would love to hear a show focus on single parents, moms, and dads that take a little one by themselves. I can use all the tips I can get. This year we are planning on going 8 days. Last year we did 5. Well, the first thing I think you're doing right is doing 8 days, because I think shorter trips are harder on little kids because they don't get settled in. But I'm sure we all have a lot of thoughts on this.
So, Chris, when do you start? Because you usually go, and quite often, where you just take one kid, or you take all three.
Or four, whatever. Yeah. How many ever kids I have.
Yeah, so you've had kids and their friends, or you've gone just solo, or you've gone with just one.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing I have to say is the most practical thing you're going to be doing several times a day is the bathroom situation. If you're there, like, for example, right now my twins are 8 and my older one is 12. He's almost 13. And when they were all really little, you know, I could send my older one into the bathroom by himself. But say when my boy twin was 5, you know, he didn't want to go into the bathroom with me because he thought he was a big boy. That was the biggest challenge. I would make him go anyway. But as they get a little older, you know, people kind of, other moms are like looking at you like, hey, why do you have a 6-year-old in here or whatever? Hey, so
he's 18.
Yeah. Your kid's 18, man. What's the deal? But that's So that's probably the biggest challenge I experienced. I will say one thing I found made the trips easier. Two things, really. Getting a sitter at least one night. I'm really lucky. I have friends down in Orlando. So when I go down there, usually I call a couple of the girls I'm friends with and say, hey, let's go out to dinner. And we all, you know, I'll get a sitter that night. That helps a lot because it's kind of nice to, you know, to have a little adult time, a little bit of a break, because it's intense parenting when it's you and 3 or however many kids. The other thing I have to say that helped was having one sit-down meal a day, because as a mom, and I, like tonight, I didn't sit down to eat dinner. And I find that, you know, if I'm doing quick service, I'm running back and forth. I'm getting them ketchup. I'm getting them straws. I'm getting napkins. I'm bringing food. And I've got kids running all over. So having at least one sit-down meal where I knew someone was bringing me food and I could actually eat helped a lot. And leashes. Leashes were extremely helpful.
You didn't.
The monkey backpack.
You know what? One time we tried that, but it didn't work.
I like those, though. I believe in them.
You know, the twins were 2 years old, and I've told this story before. I have this awesome picture of Sophie laying down flat on her back in the Magic Kingdom with the leash next to her and this old lady staring at us disapprovingly. It's like my favorite picture from when they were babies. But yeah, the leashes didn't honestly work. So
now, Lauren, have you been just with the twins or no?
Yeah, but the girls were older when I went, so it wasn't so bad. You know, when they were, the bathroom thing was always an issue until they got to the point now where it doesn't matter. But when they were younger, I would always have to go to the bathroom with them. And, you know, with twins, they never have to go to the bathroom at the same time, so you spend half your day in the bathroom. I agree with Chris about scheduling sit-down meals. It does give you that hour to just kind of chill and relax a little bit, especially if you do character meals, because the kids are entertained. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the leash, especially if you're there by yourself and you have 2 little ones. My biggest thing when the kids were little, and even if I wasn't alone with them, was when they were under the age of like 5, I made them sit in the stroller everywhere we went, because I felt like it was much easier to contain them and control them that way.
That is a very good point, because I agree 100%. When we have a stroller, you know
where they are
with a very high degree of certainty where your child is.
Yep. So So that was my big thing, with or without anybody else with me. That was what I always used because I felt like,
you know what? We had trouble keeping on our eye on kids, and there were 10 of us.
Yeah. Right. That was rough.
But that puts you in a whole nother situation traveling with groups.
Well, I actually think it's easier to lose kids when you're traveling with groups because
I think it's
that's the only way I've ever lost my kids is when I was with a group of people.
Yeah, I will say that that is honestly the only time I've ever lost my kids also is like because you always think, oh, Lisa's watching them.
Right.
Imagine that. Lisa's always watching them.
Yep. Lisa's in the back with the kids, right?
Yep. And you just turn around and, you know, all of a sudden you're like, what do you mean you don't have them?
Yep. Well, remember that time at Food and Wine?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. We lost a lot of kids on that
we
trip.
We lost half of the kids. We'd be like, all the adults were eating. We'd be like, where'd the kids go?
Wait, number one tip, don't send your kids with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think one
thing
I would
on their own.
I would say if you can do a monorail resort, and I know that that is out of reach for a lot of people, but if you can do a resort, especially if the kids are little, do a monorail resort because they can, you know, you can go back more easily. You're in because.
I don't think that's necessary, though. I mean,
I don't think it's necessary, but I think like I have found when I've gone with them and we've stayed at the Contemporary, it was so easy.
The only way I think that really benefits you is if you're only doing the Magic Kingdom.
Right. Well, and that's probably, you know, my kids will go to the Magic Kingdom 80% of the time.
Yeah. Like so. If you're doing all four parks, 6 to 1, it doesn't matter where you stay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, but it depends on if you're doing one day per park. A lot of people do weigh heavily on the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Right. I think when they're really little too, you know,
well,
the Magic Kingdom.
You spend
more
time
so,
there when they're little. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so much, hey, here's the even better example. Go to Disneyland. Disneyland is really easy with you know,
you
just
sneeze and park hop.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, look, I'm in California Adventure.
Yeah. And it
really
helps
see how Disneyland would be easier.
Yeah, it totally is.
I don't necessarily know that my suggestions change too much whether you're a single parent going or not. Because I think that it's hard to keep track of the kids. There's so many distractions. There's so many different things, you know. I think no matter if you're there with like 40 people or one person, I think it's the same.
You know, we tease about this, but we so did it in California. Is we teased about having a preschool rope, and everyone grabs on.
Yeah,
and that's not a bad idea.
But as adults, we could have used that,
right?
Right, and I guess you're going into groups, but you know, if you've got 2 or 3 kids, bring a rope or make sure everyone has a backpack or something that they, you know, can grab onto. That, you know, and make a train.
We use the backpack method often.
Yeah, and we were adults going through the park like that. Sorry, Chris.
The first time I went into the park by myself, one trip we went on, I think the twins were like 2 years old, maybe 3, and Eric was, you know, he was 7. And Kevin ended up having to work the entire trip. And so I had the kids every day, all day long, and then he would come out at night. And I had a rule. I said, one of you... I need 2 behinds in the stroller. We had a double stroller. I need 2 of your booties in the stroller at all times, and 1 has a hand on the stroller at all times. And you know what? They did so well with that. So they just rotated. Eric was still small enough. So he must have been closer to 6 because he was still fitting in the stroller. And we would just like, you know, rotate them out all day long. And whenever we moved, we had to have the stroller. And that was the deal. They couldn't go into the park without that. I couldn't have done it with 3 little kids by myself without, you know, without that.
Yeah. I think that's key right there. I think that's probably the best piece of advice we can give is the stroller.
Yeah. Well, no. And his son is 5, so he's still in that kind of stroller territory.
Do it.
I think.
Oh, I would totally do a stroller still.
Yeah, especially on an 8-day trip.
And just, you know what? And not only that, but that saves them. You know, they go longer with the stroller when they're under the age of 6. Like, put them in the stroller, go to Small World, hop out, go on the ride, go to the next one, drive the stroller everywhere you go, well, and they're always where they're supposed to be.
Well, and we would park it. We would just park it and, you know, until they really, really got tired, and then we'd go back to it. But another thing we did was, because one day I remember I got really frustrated and we went over to Tom Sawyer Island because I thought, you know, they're really not going to go too far there. And they had the best time because it was like, you know, I just got to the point where I was really tired of managing them in crowds. So
speaking of Tom Sawyer Island, did anybody read the article? I think it was John Frost posted today or yesterday.
Tell me it's not going anywhere.
It was about the potential of Disney for the 50th putting in a new e-ticket ride and that it being in the place of Tom Sawyer Island. But that's the rumor. That's a rumor.
I would hate that. That's such a nice spot.
But that would do away with the boat. Everything would be gone over there.
That would be bad.
But yeah, that was on, I believe it was John Frost that posted it.
Huh. Be interesting.
I think the Sternwheeler adds such character to that area.
I have to agree. I don't know what a Sternwheeler is, but I'm agreeing.
I'm thinking it's the big boat.
It's the big boat.
Real quick, Chris. Sure, so how do you do rides with varying ages when you're a single parent? Do you just compromise or do you have one kid?
Well, as you know, until recently, all of my kids were pretty much ride chickens. They've just recently gotten better. So it wasn't a big problem. You know, I'd put, you know, Eric and one of the little ones in front of me. You know, even though they have this thing that says you can't go on rides, you know, I mean, like they have all the new rules, like you have to be 14 or something to go alone. We've never found that to be an issue. Every time we go to the parks, Eric will usually take a sibling or the twins will go together or something. So that's never been an issue. I think it would be a bigger issue if I had one kid who wanted to go on Space Mountain and the other that didn't. You know, oh, I know what I wanted to ask. And it's kind of related to that. When we went to Disneyland Paris, I had my son who's 12 and his friend, they were allowed to go off on their own. And Lisa and Steve let their 10-year-old Amber go off alone. And Amber's more mature than both of those boys put together. I think it goes without saying. And we felt really comfortable. So I think that's an option too. If you have older kids, they can kind of do older kid things as long as you're in the park. And, you know, maybe you can take the younger ones and do stuff.
Yeah. And have their cell phone number in a meeting place.
I felt extremely comfortable with the three of them running around the park. And they were never, you know, we were like, you have to text us every half hour or whatever. So.
Yeah, without a mobile phone, it wouldn't happen.
No, exactly. Well, and honestly, I felt more comfortable with Amber babysitting the two 12-year-olds, frankly. So.
We need to talk about
that's
that.
That's pretty funny.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. So, yeah. She's very grown up.
There may be some truth to that.
I know.
But I think having going out with two guys, I think helped too.
Yeah. They had a blast. They had a good time. And it makes them feel so grown up, you know, that they can go, you know, ride a few things and stuff. So.
Well, yeah, especially at Disney World where you have a Magic Band and if you have your kids and they have snack credits or whatever and they can go get ice cream on their own and go ride rides on their own and then meet you 3 hours later.
I always get charging on Eric's band, and he never abuses it. So we always say, hey, no buying ice cream for girls. But, you know, so God knows he would if he could.
Apparently, we need to tell Amber no accepting ice cream from boys.
Oh, really?
Apparently, there's guys out there wanting to buy ice cream for girls.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, God.
No, yes. Now, what about you touched on babysitting, like I guess like in room Netherlands?
We did in room. We do in room because there's such a, you know, there's a big gap between Eric and the twins. So like Eric doesn't want to go to you know the on property babysitting anymore, and I don't feel comfortable leaving him alone in the room at this point yet. So we've done in room babysitting with Kids Night Out. We love if any of you listeners want a recommendation for a babysitter, I've got three that I like. and at Kids Night Out, and they've all been fantastic. The last time we had a girl who was a trainer for JetBlue, for the flight attendants, and she was wonderful. Like, she was about 40. You know, she wasn't, you know, she didn't take anything off those kids. She had them all asleep by the time we got home. So they're fantastic. Actually, that was the night I was down there by myself with them and went out to dinner. So it is expensive, though. I mean, it's like $18. I think we pay an hour for the three of them. Mm. It's well worth it.
Okay. So. Anyone else?
Kids? No. I think it is very similar to when you have more than one adult. But
yeah, I think you're always cautious.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah,
I think the bathroom thing can be complicated. The ride thing can be complicated. Yeah. I think
that's
those are
really
the things
it.
That are the hard
Just.
Part.
But you know, the one thing that is tough is you don't get a mental break. I mean, the parks are very intense. It's hot. It's crowded a lot of the times. And so it's intense. And then you have that intensity of, you know, your children are on you the entire time. Well, that's the hard part.
And that's a good point, Chris, because if you do, you know, and maybe that's a suggestion for somebody who's going for 8 days, take the break. Go back to the hotel and go swimming and relax. You can sit by the pool with your feet in while the kids swim and they go crazy. And that will give you that little bit of downtime as an adult that you might need.
Yeah, because sometimes as a parent, you really need that opportunity or, you know, just any guardian of
unwind.
A child. Yeah, you need to like not hear them talking for 5 minutes. You know, mommy, 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 mommy.
Have a margarita, sit by the pool, let the kids swim.
Exactly. Don't have too many margaritas, especially for me, because then they'll be like, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to take your children because you're in
diapers. No, but have one margarita, sit by the pool, let the kids swim.
All right. So I have a question. Let's just say, Chris, you go and your kids were into some bigger rides. They wanted to ride Space Mountain. How are you going to do that?
How many of, well, you know, Eric's old enough. He could take his little brother on now.
Okay. Let's adjust the ages then.
Okay.
Let's adjust it down so he couldn't take his little brother.
You know, probably what I would do is get a sitter and take him out one night.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. And we've done that before with Eric. We've left the twins with a sitter just so he could, and just because as the non-twin in this trio, sometimes he can get left out. So we have tried to do that anyways, to have some time just with us, with him.
Okay.
So
let's say, Chris, you take Amber and Brooke out and Brooke wants to go on all the roller coasters and she's tall enough. So now you have a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old.
She looks 14, so I'd say go have fun, kid. I'm going to sit with the little one here.
No, I mean, if you take, what are Disney's accommodations for that? When you have
okay. So I believe it's
child swap, right?
Who's going to watch the child? Swap? That's when you have two adults, one child. What do you do when you have?
Well, she can.
Well,
you know
geez,
what?
Just have a stranger watch her. What's the big deal?
Do you know what? I actually
we'll put her on another attraction.
It's a small world. She'll be back.
That came up at Universal, to be honest. It didn't come up at Disney World, but it's come up at Universal. And what we did there is all of us waited in line and then Eric went. Mm. So even though he was only 12, they let him go by himself. No one stopped him. And I think they would probably let him do that at Disney as well. Basically we had the same thing happen at on the Remy ride. You know, the twins, in theory, weren't old enough to ride by themselves. They're 8, right? But they were riding Remy on the single rider line. Just, you know, and I could see them. I was having a nervous breakdown because I'm like, oh my God, who's my kid sitting next to? Some French guy who I don't even know.
Oui, oui.
Let me offend the French again this week. But
better than Jersey people. They take offense seriously.
I know. Those girls can fight too. That's why I'm so nice to you. But I don't know. I think a lot of it, Lisa, to be quite honest, I think the official policy is 14 to ride alone.
That's what I think it is. You have to be over 14 to take a youngster on.
Yeah, to take a youngster on. I've never had them stop us. They've never stopped us. And, you know, Thomas.
Me neither.
Both Eric and Thomas look a lot younger than their age, and they've never stopped
Wait a second. I put Alyssa and Amber on single rider at age 12. No, yeah. Age 11. Age 11. And my kids don't look their age. My kids.
No, they really don't. So
I don't really think there is. I think that if the kids are acting crazy, there's a rule.
Yeah. You know what? I think most of the cast members, especially like if you're walking through the line with them, they're not going to stop the kid from getting on. So I would say unless you're trying to put a 7-year-old on Space Mountain by himself, you're probably okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Cool. And there is an official policy. I haven't seen it upheld anywhere. So.
Yeah, I think like Lauren said, it's not meant for a date. You know, we have an annual pass and this is our daycare facility and we're going to drop our rowdy
right.
kids off that are just going to run around the park and try to ride rides.
Well, that's why they imposed it in the first place, yeah. You know, was those crazy Disneyland people with their annual passes, you know. I mean, that's actually what the rationale was, that it was a bigger problem in Disneyland with people dropping kids off than, of course, at World where they have so much fewer pass holders. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I give Eric at this point, I give him a lot of freedom, I guess, in the parks. I mean, I'm pretty close by, but. And they certainly don't stop. I mean, he's been buying, you know, using Magic Band since they came out, you know, for the last couple of years. And no one's ever been like, hey, where's your mom? You can't buy this. So.
Okay. Well, good. So it's definitely doable.
Completely doable.
All right. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can download them at iTunes or at mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.